Imagine yourself as a sea otter. You're small. You live in cold water, spending more of your life there than on land. You're a mammal, and you need the high body temperature that mammals do. Sure, you're insulated against the cold by the finest fur. Oops, that made you attractive to the fur trade. But even barring that, just keeping warm is a prime challenge that you face all your life. Do otters shiver to keep warm as we do? Yes, but they have a better trick up their proverbial if fuzzy sleeves. They have muscles that are inefficient in using metabolic energy. Their muscles aren't weak, as any shellfish whose shell gets cracked by them could attest, but they let a good portion of their metabolic energy go to waste as heat. Heat is, of course, a byproduct of normal muscular exercise, as we all experience. In fact, about 72% of the metabolic energy dedicated to muscular work ends up as heat. Otter muscles can do more than that. They have a metabolic leak to let energy dissipate as heat. The way all of us, otters, humans, even lots of bacteria, generate useful work from the food we take in is by a fairly elaborate process of passing electrons among enzymes to eventually push hydrogen ions across a cell membrane internally or externally. Otters, more so than most organisms, let some of the hydrogen ions just leak back. Poof! All the energy of pumping just shows up as heat and at a goodly rate. Efficiency isn't everything. Be inefficient, be warm. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.